A river in Scotland was flooded with whiskey after a bottling plant accidentally released more than 1,700 gallons of the liquor. Said one fish, "You don't know me."
Oh, man. Welcome to Finally Some Bad News. I'm your host, Preston Tompkins.
And I'm Zach Reinert.
Each week, we invite comedians on to read monologue jokes about current events. With us, as always, is our third mic, John Dahlgren. How's it going, baby?
I'm pretty good.
Pretty good.
It's fun to do a siren and then just be like, pretty good.
Yeah, just pretty good. And a returning guest and best friend of the pod, please welcome Edward Walden. How's it going, man?
Howdy.
You were just on a comedy festival this weekend.
I was on the Laugh Out Loveland Comedy Festival.
Fuck yeah. How was that?
That was a lot of fun. They put on a good show every year.
Yep.
Yeah, nice. I was on it last year. It was good.
Yeah, there was some really good comedians that came in. There's a good guy from San Diego and a couple people from like LA and New York and stuff. They were all crushing it, so it was a lot of fun.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah, that rules that they're getting people from out of town.
Yeah, that's fantastic. If you are ever looking for comedy shows and you're looking for a new area here in Colorado, go up to Loveland. They got a lot of amazing shows. What's that one? Is it Verboten Brewery?
Yeah, Verboten. Yeah.
They have shows at Verboten.
Yeah, that's a fun one. Real fun one.
I got to do that Saturday night. Mo Alexander was the headliner, and it was sold out room. Yeah. It was great. It was so much fun. It was Friday night, but whatever. Yeah, it was fun.
Friday? Hell yeah. I love doing that room. However, I'm allergic to dogs and it's a big dog bar. And the last time I did it, I walked in. It was like everyone had their fucking dog and I was featuring and I was just like sneezing my goddamn head off while telling jokes. And I was like, I'm dying for you fuckers. You better enjoy my jokes.
It was literally a big dog bar that night. There was like two dogs about the size of a small horse in the tap room. I was like, they're not coming into the comedy room. Those guys are huge.
No, fuck that, man.
Preston does not have that dog in him. He's allergic.
No. Yeah, I will die if I have that dog in me. Well, a little piece of house keeping here is, Zach, we have our short film got into another festival. We will be playing Party Demon. We'll be playing at the Laugh After Dark Comedy Festival in Vegas, October 27th. We're going to Vegas, baby. We were nominated for a Comedy Award there last year.
Hell yeah.
So fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. Going to ask for the Stephen Paddock suite.
If you don't know who Stephen Paddock is, look it up and then clear your search history.
Put a VPN on first.
Yeah, VPN. Yeah,
that's what this show is. Party Demon.
Yeah, that's 100% what the show is. You should be on a VPN while you listen to this. To be honest. My favorite sound effect. And then Party Demon will be making its Denver premiere this Sunday, August 10th at the Creepatorium. Get your tickets online. Zach and I and Manuel, our producer, and maybe some of the cast, I'm not sure, we'll be doing a Q&A after. And then we're also playing at the Bug Theater on August 21st at the Emergent Filmmakers Project at 7:00. We're on a fucking roll, Zach, with our short film, baby.
Yeah, it's doing as well as the first one, it seems like, and it's getting called weirder, which is fun.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and it's getting called weirder. We won an award at the Campy Cult B Movie Fest for the top three weirdest shorts. So I think we're definitely on the road for some more awards this season.
Yeah, I feel like Paranormal Drunktivity was more like parody spoof, and this one's more like Tim Robinson, we're creepy.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you should leave type. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Well, anyways, fellas, a lot of shit happened this week, but I want to read one of our YouTube comments. We had a short go, not really viral, but, 25,000 views. That's not bad on YouTube. But one of the comments was from Lisa P. 9936. Pitiful video. Nothing other to do with your lives. And just so fucking hilarious. Like, I love the comments that we get.
You're the one fucking commenting.
Yeah, I'm like, just swipe up and keep watching other shorts, man.
It's so
our fun. YouTube comments.
Also,
are fucking
correct. I don't have anything better to do with my yeah. life. So,
yeah, it's like, what do you think we're doing? We're uploading a new show on YouTube. Also, of course, we have nothing better to
do. I also just wonder if any of these people are even real. Like, I saw a thing the other day that 50% of the internet is bots now. Like, the dead internet yeah. theory is no longer a theory. Mm-hmm. It's real, baby. The internet yeah, is dead. It is bots.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to respond to every comment, but I don't think I'm going to do it anymore because I'm just arguing with nobody.
Yeah, it's not a person. Black Mirror episode.
No, yeah, it's just a bot looking for shit. And then we posted our Bill Clinton Epstein birthday card video, and everyone thought we were Trump supporters. But it's like, no, motherfucker, we can make fun of both. We're just that mature.
That's insane. I didn't even know that. That's like, that pisses me off.
I didn't see that either.
Yeah. Yeah, they thought they're like, but Bill Clinton's not the one in power to release the files. I'm like, motherfucker, it's a Monica Lewinsky cum joke about Epstein.
I didn't realize there was anyone still hanging on to Bill Clinton. Like, literally, I didn't know that existed.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought he was fair game for everybody. Yeah. So I don't know what the fuck
Watch
is
us
going
on YouTube. We're wearing leftist shirts right now.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, let's get into some headlines, guys. So first of all, Trump announced that he is bringing back the presidential fitness test. The test is just dodging accusations of being a pedophile. That's how you get your workout in now, folks. You just got to dodge 5 accusations a day. All right. Zach, what is your first headline?
All right. It was revealed this week that Sydney Sweeney is a registered Republican. Personally, I knew it when she was selling her bathwater. That's a level of grifting you just can't learn on the left.
I got to say, it was surprising, but also not surprising at the same time that she's a registered Republican, just because she produced a horror movie about basically abortion and she kills a baby. So it's just kind of surprising.
Well, that just that means she might be a psychopath.
Well, she threw like MAGA birthday party. Like she threw a MAGA birthday party for her parents or some shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that.
Basically, okay, just seems like she might be a psychopath.
Yeah.
Yeah. She just likes making money. And honestly, I can respect that kind of Republican, that she's not just a cultist. You know, she can like make money with a horror movie and then just quietly be a Republican instead of like being this crazy person calling everything woke. Like, at least she's not talking about that.
I don't know.
Stuff
and I do. I don't know. It doesn't help the Nazi dog whistle thing, I got to say.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So my opinion about the American Eagle commercial ad is a little different now.
Yeah. Like it's and like with American Eagle's history, like.
Yeah. I was giving them the benefit of the doubt. Last week I was like, guys, it's a milker's joke. Calm down. But now I'm like, oh fuck, yeah, it is a dog whistle.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
I think the funny thing is that none of this is as bad as Madam Web.
Yeah, that's what she has to answer
I don't
to.
Like, of all those bad Spider-Man spinoff movies, I decided to watch that one, and I think it's like the worst one they made. It's so fucking bad.
Yeah, when my wife and I flew to Ireland for our honeymoon, she watched that on the plane because it was free, and she couldn't finish it. And normally my wife and I will finish a movie, even if it's bad, just to, you know, watch it all the way through. But it's one of the first movies I've seen her turn off in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, what's her face, the star of it, Dakota Johnson. Yeah, like she like fucking shit on it the entire lead up to the movie. She's like, she was basically like, do not go see this. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Well, I guess
I
heard they were going to make it an MCU movie. Like, it was supposed to have like be like with the Tom Holland Spider-Man, and then the Marvel was like, no, it can't be, and they had to like change everything the last minute.
Yeah. It's very fun. And also Adam Scott's in a movie and he didn't do one piece of press for it.
So. Oh yeah. Yeah. He was Uncle Ben, but like young, cool uncle. It was weird. And,
that was his Audi in Madam Web.
Oh shit. All right. Mr. Dahlgren, what's your first headline?
I guess I should tell my joke about this. Actress Sydney Sweeney was discovered to be a registered Republican after a recent American Eagle campaign caused a stir in which an ad was said to be promoting eugenics. After discovering the news, Republicans rejoiced because up until now, the hottest Republican has been Lauren Boebert.
Oh, fuck. That's great.
I just saw something about her today that she claimed like owning nothing on her taxes. So like she's either like completely dead broke or literally committing tax fraud.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah. I really hope it's the latter.
It was like the Westword, I think, or somebody put something out about it.
Yeah. Yeah, she keeps forgetting all of her records are public now. Like, you can do a Freedom of Information Act on, like, people in Congress, all their shit you can ask for.
Yeah.
Just the worst grifter. All right. Edward, you're up, baby.
So some of these are a little bit dated because I wrote them back when we weren't doing the podcast, but I'm going to do them anyway.
Yeah, go for it.
Hell yeah.
The country was delighted to see pop star Katy Perry go to space on the Blue Origin rocket. But the country was disappointed to see pop star Katy Perry return from space on the Blue Origin rocket.
Oh, man. That's
now she's
amazing.
Dating Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, Minister now she's dating a Canadian.
Bad idea.
All right. Supposedly. In other news, scientists have discovered a new alien-like creature with 20 arms below the surface of Antarctica. In other news, RFK Jr. just came in his pants.
Yeah.
He's like, I like how you think he fucks the animals.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just
like that's where Preston goes.
In this case, he's fucking the ice. He's trying to get down there. All right. Renner, you're up.
All right. Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson are dating. Going from Kid Rock to Liam Neeson is like going from Kid Rock to Adult Rock.
Oh, that's so good. Ain't by the way. Nobody gonna tell me how to live. Man, by the way, Naked Gun, funniest movie I've seen in theaters in the last 15 years. It was a complete opposite of Happy Gilmore 2.
I can't wait. Good. I'm gonna see it tomorrow.
Yeah, those Lonely Island boys, they know how to make a movie. So definitely go see it. All right, Dahlgren, you're up.
I'll tell that joke later. Here we go. News. A House bill recently introduced by Republicans seeks to change the name of the John F. Kennedy Center of Performing Arts to the Donald J. Trump Center of Performing Arts. It seems like a reach to replace JFK with Trump because they don't have a ton in common, but there's still time and anything can happen.
Damn.
Oh man, that's great, Dahlgren. Holy shit. All right. Edward.
A billionaire died after being stung by a bee at a polo match. It's the first time no one complained about someone being a buzzkill.
Yeah, that's great. Holy shit. All right. This one is a little spicy, baby. Leonardo DiCaprio is reportedly building a luxury hotel in Israel, which makes sense because Israel doesn't like Palestinians over the age of 25 either. All right.
We're a fucking the smoking now, huh?
Palantir is sending a missile at us. All right. Ghislaine Maxwell. Ghislaine Maxwell is now housed in the same prison as former Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes. An action person and an ideas person. I smell a buddy cop movie.
Oh man,
that's just cute, I guess.
Ghislaine's like, I'll get the people, and Elizabeth Holmes like, I'll get the blood, don't worry, I'll get the blood. Fuck. All right. Dahlgren.
As the EPA loosens regulation on greenhouse gas emissions, EPA head Lee Zeldin said that carbon dioxide is important for the planet. Zeldin was saying this while his face was turning blue from suffocation.
Love it.
He also said your blood runs better if it's full of microplastics. God, I hate him so much. Oh my God, what the fuck?
Yep. All right, you're up, Ed.
In a recent interview, Texas Governor Greg Abbott revealed that his favorite starter Pokemon is Gerrymander.
That's great. That's so funny. Whenever I'm having a bad day, I remember Greg Abbott is in a wheelchair. It's just very funny having him in a wheelchair just being so hateful.
Like, I didn't know that until, like, somebody got in trouble for calling him Hot Wheels a couple months ago.
Yeah,
and I was like, he's in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
Like, I had no idea.
Yeah, they do a pretty good job of hiding it. All right. Ghislaine Maxwell moved to a minimum security prison camp last week. Hillary Clinton could be heard moaning a mile away. Like, that's not going to end well at all.
No. Nope.
Like, it's so transparent what they're...
I know, like, they're just doing it in our face. Like, she's straight up going to end up dead. Like, it's...
Yeah. It's like, just horrible, like, Hulu-level writing. For a team.
What did Hulu so do?
It's almost like, it's like they're like, yeah, she's gonna die. Fuck you, she's gonna die. Like, exactly, and fuck you.
Yeah, and the best part is there's no cameras there.
Yeah,
they literally advertise that there's no cameras in the institution.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
Yeah, all right, Zach, you're up.
All right. Four people were shot and killed at a bar in Montana on Friday. You just can't accuse a man of cheating at cards at the local saloon, I guess.
Oh, man. All right, Dahlgren.
All right. Blue Sky Lib, joke of the week.
Let's go.
President Donald Trump has revived the presidential fitness test for American children this week. The test involves a 1 mile run, sit-ups, pull-ups, and push-ups. The famously unathletic Donald Trump doesn't exercise, so the closest thing to a pull-up he's ever done is change his Pampers after loading his diaper.
That's so good. All right, we'll wait for Zach to get back in. You back, baby?
I think I'm back.
All right.
You're good. You're good.
Is it an episode if I don't have technical difficulties?
Yeah, no, it's not an episode if you don't have
nope,
that.
Nope.
All right, Mr. Edward, go for it.
The Trump administration is renaming military bases after Confederate generals, which proves my ex-girlfriend wrong. Some people do still love losers.
Damn, that's really good. Yeah, I would use that one on stage.
Yeah, dude, you should definitely do that. All right. In some local news in California, a 79-year-old California man was arrested for murdering his 78-year-old wife. He was charged with being, quote, impatient. Just wait a month.
That's a real. That's for the real.
Yeah, that's for real.
That's for the real.
All right. Renner, you're up.
All right. Ghislaine Maxwell has been moved to a prison in Texas, which means it's now 50-50 between a pardon or execution.
Now watch this drive.
Oh, man. Oh boy, it's going to be interesting to see what the fuck happens. I don't know if you guys saw, but Trump was he was somewhere, and he made this big ass trip. He was very excited, and then the very first question, like literally as he's sitting down, they ask him about the Epstein files, and he goes, "You got to be kidding me!" Like,
dude, if she dies. Like a- If she dies and they tell us it's suicide, people are going to fucking lose their goddamn minds.
Yeah. Like, if he thinks he's having a hard time dodging questions right now, it's going to be fucking worse.
Honestly, she could, I feel like her biggest threat to the government would be like, I'm going to kill myself and everyone will think she killed me.
She did it.
Yep.
You're 100%. Like taking a sign to sports games that says, Ghislaine lives or we riot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, I feel like at this point, they're just going to give the confession that it was Bill Clinton the whole time. And then she'll disappear. We'll never see her again because she'll be in fucking like Russia or something.
It'll be some fake bullshit without Trump. And,
Or what will happen is both Ghislaine and P. Diddy will get a pardon and then they start a podcast together and then I'll fucking kill myself. That's what might happen.
Sponsored by Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
Bert Kreischer going on there talking about how many drinks he has a day. You drink I wake up at 7 a.m. and I make myself a gin and tonic. And then...
there's that very famous photo of Bert Kreischer and his liver is literally protruding from his gut with his wife. And it's so fucking funny.
It's my favorite picture of all time.
It's so funny. All right. Back on track. Dahlgren, you're up, baby.
The world's oldest baby was born July 26 from a frozen embryo frozen in 1994, making him 31 years old. Just another 30-year-old loser that still lives with his parents.
That's really smart, man. That's great.
That's really good. That's really fucking good. Definitely keep that one.
God, do you guys remember there was this, I can't remember what comedian it was, but there was a comedian that did a bit about like a kid born from old parents. Like you could tell that they're old.
Oh, it was
sperm.
Dan Mintz.
It was Patton Oswalt, right?
One of those two, but they were just so, they always look frail and they're cold. Like the
Dan
wind's
Mintz
gonna
had a Dan Mintz had a joke that was like, obviously it's a Dan Mintz joke saying up front, but he's like, my mom always says she wishes I was never born, but I don't think that's true because if I was never born, she'd have a 33-year-old man living inside her uterus.
Yeah. So good. So good. All right, Edward, you're up.
A new documentary about the serial killer, it was revealed that every time Jeffrey Dahmer would find a white guy's dread in his poop, he'd be like, "That's funny. I don't remember eating corn."
God damn it, man.
And here I am. I don't have a corn soundbite.
Ooh, I almost thought it Disturbed for some reason.
Yeah. That's so, I think it still works.
I feel like that's disrespectful to corn.
Fuck, man. Oh, man. That is great.
They have a guy in the band named The Monkey.
The Monkey.
The Monkey.
All right, this one is dumb, but I'm going to do it. U.S. spending on services like hotel, airfare, and dining are down for 3 straight months. This is the first time it's been down for 3 straight months since the year 2008. The economy is so bad, workers can't even cheat on their wives anymore. Long road to get there, but we got there, folks. All right, Renner.
All right. Comedian Matt Rife purchased the home/museum of Ed and Lorraine Warren and the Annabelle doll. He said it was a all right, I'm going to have to restart. God
damn it. Start over.
Comedian Matt Rife purchased the home/museum of Ed and Lorraine Warren and the Annabelle doll. He said it was to fulfill a lifelong dream of asking a demon from hell, "What did you used to do for a living, sir?"
Okay, so here's my crazy conspiracy theory.
Oh, let's do it. We love conspiracy. We need to bust more conspiracy theories out on this show.
So not only did this news drop this week, but the new trailer for the Conjuring movie, the last one, dropped this week. I think Matt Rife might have a cameo in that movie, and this is some weird viral marketing for the movie. because they dropped it in the same fucking week. That's
that'd be really bizarre to have Matt Rife in The Conjuring.
I don't. Well, they're trying to get a younger audience.
I mean, it would be bizarre to have Matt Rife in anything, really. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I think
besides a prison.
Directly to jail.
Oh, fuck. All right. Well, that's my crazy connection. We'll see if that comes to fruition. All right. Dahlgren, you're up next.
According to the New York Times this week, economists are struggling to find jobs in this economy, and this portends badly for the economy. In other news, psychics are struggling to find jobs because idiots don't have money to spend on charlatans trying to predict the future.
Yeah, when the snake oil salesmen are struggling, you know we're fucked.
Yeah.
All right. Edward, you're up.
A Miami bus driver opened fire on two passengers, shooting both dead, which shows how seriously they take the don't cross the yellow line rule.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. All right. I also have a Matt Rife joke. Comedian Matt Rife has bought the famous Annabelle doll. It's the second most expensive piece of plastic that he owns after his face.
Wow. Wow. That's perfect joke. Perfect joke. 10 out of 10.
Preston killing it this week.
I'm so excited about that one.
10 out of 10. Yeah, God damn. Holy shit.
I can't wait for the YouTube comments on that one.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Also, do you remember that Matt Rife's jaw surgeon got viral on TikTok? Like, that's fucking crazy that the guy.
Yeah. Well, the think pics of Matt Rife pre jaw surgery are crazy.
Yeah, it's very much like Mac from It's Always Sunny. Like, you clearly got some shit done because that face was not that square, even with the weight loss.
Yeah.
All right. I just went. So yeah, it's you, Renner. Go for it.
All right. Leonardo DiCaprio is building a luxury hotel in Israel. It's actually for a sequel to Blood Diamond he's filming called Blood Hotel.
Yeah. Oh man. That's so good.
Palantir's all got right. A drone coming.
They got a drone coming, man. It's coming for us. All right. Dahlgren, you're up.
A ban on ninja swords went into effect in the UK Friday. I guess now guys with ponytails will have to start collecting snakes.
Oh man, that's great. Also,
love it.
I would love to live in a country where the biggest problem was ninja swords. Like, that's fantastic. Like,
in the article, they kept calling it like knife attacks. I'm like, that's not the same as a ninja sword. Yeah, and I'm like, what are you talking about?
You got about 5 feet of distance there with a ninja sword. All right. Edward, you're up.
Pfizer has announced they are releasing their own version of the fentanyl overdose drug Narcan. They're calling it Fentanaw.
Oh man, we love it. We love it, folks. We love it. Okay. Let me start over. A small earthquake rattled parts of New York City and New Jersey. Chris Christie is said to make a speedy recovery.
Oh. We're okay with fat shaming on this podcast. It's okay.
Shout out Chris Christie.
Shout out Chris Christie. All right. Zach, you're up.
All right. In recent interview, President Trump said he's never even had a sip of wine. It makes sense. He doesn't seem to like anything that gets better with age.
Oh, fuck.
fuck you,
dude. Holy shit, that's making the reel right fucking there. Oh my god. Oh man, have you done that one on stage yet?
No,
dude, next time you're on stage, fucking try that. All right, Dahlgren, your turn.
Sex in the City ended this week after the season 3 finale of And Just Like That, finally putting Sarah Jessica Parker out to pasture. That one's for Brandon.
Nobody is safe on this episode, folks. Nobody is safe.
Honestly, that gives me like nostalgia for like 2011, and I'm like, let's go back. Like 2011 Twitter. Time. Let's go back, baby.
Yeah. A much simpler time when it was just every other joke was Sarah Jessica Parker's a horse. Like
it was a much better time in the world.
Much better time. All right. Edward, you're up.
Colorado is opening the first mushroom healing center, which is great for white guys with dreads and Italian plumbers.
Hell yeah. That's great. All right. My wife groaned at this one when I wrote it this morning. A German zoo killed 12 healthy baboons that it didn't have space to house. The name of the zoo? Zuschwitz.
Zuschwitz.
Zuschwitz. All right, Ryder, you're up.
All right, let me find some. All right. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is declaring August 1st Hulk Hogan Day. Yeah, like people in Florida need a holiday to say slurs.
That's just a Monday, am I right? love it. All right,
I couldn't believe that fucker gets a holiday.
Yeah, that's insane. All right, Dahlgren, go ahead.
Me?
Yep.
Hold on.
You're good.
I have to rewrite this. All right. A fan has been arrested after throwing a dildo onto the court at a WNBA game, while another fan is still at large for also throwing a dildo. When asked why they did it, the arrested fan said, "I was just donating it. I know the women don't get paid very well."
Damn, that's good.
Just a very sex positive fan. Yeah. Oh, man. And then I saw one of the players saying, like, genuinely, like, this could hurt us. Please don't do it. Like, it's very funny that they had to be, like, serious for a second, because that shit, that could poke an eye out.
Dude, imagine tearing your ACL stepping on a dildo.
Or a dildo. Yeah, just career over because of a green dildo. All right, Edward, you're up, baby.
So Ancestry company 23andMe filed for bankruptcy. Turns out that maybe they should have tried a little of 23andUs.
Love it. So simple.
That's great.
Okay. A recall was issued after A recall was issued after Celsius energy drinks were mistakenly filled with High Noon Vodka Seltzer. Mistakenly, they just cut out the middleman, am I right? Folks, you can pour vodka in an energy drink and still drive.
Just imagine being like, a 20-year sober person. You're like, oh, I'm going to go to the gym. Let me get a Celsius.
No, I was drinking one today. I mean, the other day at the show, and somebody's like, "Do you know that they accidentally switched those with vodka?" And I was like, "What the fuck?" Because I'm like 5 years sober. Yeah, yeah. I was about to like have a fit.
Yeah, dude.
I was like, "I'm about to sue the fuck out of Celsius," but it was fine.
Yeah, so. Man. Like, yeah, but that is legitimately fucking terrifying because people's health, like energy drinks, you know, they're not good for you, but like still alcohol too, that could really fuck with people's hearts too. So like they
absolutely
almost,
yeah,
they just like almost bankrupted themselves if they fucked it up even worse.
Yeah,
all right.
Someone was just trying to recreate Four Loko.
Yeah, they for were just real. Trying to bring it back. 2010 baby. This is my last one, and I didn't write a punchline. We'll see if I can do it on the spot. It was revealed that Sidney Sweeney is a registered Republican in Florida. That's one way to get me across the aisle. Am I right?
I mean,
that's one way to get my dick to cross the aisle. Okay, folks, yeah. Folks.
There right. we go. There we go.
We got there, folks. All right, Reinert, you're up.
All right. When the Pope died and J.D. Vance and others said Trump was qualified to replace him, they weren't lying because he's incredible at protecting pedophiles.
Oh, man. Oh, man, that's great. All right, Dahlgren.
A Brazilian woman was found dead with 26 iPhones glued to her. So the limit is 26.
That's great. Man. I love that.
Dahlgren.
That's my favorite joke.
Oh, yeah, man, that's the best joke this episode.
That's my favorite. We've had some bangers on this one, and that's my favorite one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Dude.
Yeah.
I have two more, by the way.
It's 26.
I could try to squeeze out two more, I think.
Yeah.
I have one more. This is my last one.
Okay. Let's go for Edward first.
All right. Per President Trump's wishes, Texas is redrawing its voter districts to favor Republicans, a process known as gerrymandering. Texas is also passing a law letting 30-year-old comics date high school girls, a process known as Jerry Seinfelding.
Dahlgren, hit us with that sound.
So good.
Oh, my God. Fantastic. What a joke to go out on, too. Holy hell. All right. Reinert, Dahlgren, do you have any left? Or is it just Reinert?
I have two left.
Okay. So we'll have you two go back and forth. We'll start with Zach.
All right. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky was quoted this week saying, "There are no atheists in foxholes," which brings me to my next point. We should send Ricky Gervais to the front lines.
Man, nobody's safe on this goddamn episode. We got Seinfeld. We got Gervais. We got Chris Christie.
Nobody's safe today. Yeah.
Nobody's safe. That should be our new catchphrase. Nobody is safe today.
That's what we should say when we close the show. Nobody's safe.
Nobody is safe today. All right. Dahlgren.
All right. Not a fan of this one, but here we go. Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson are now dating. Liam is 73 and Pam is 58. So their sex tape will be sponsored by AARP.
Hey, that's solid. That's like that's comedy. Great. That's comedy 101 joke right there. That's like...
Oh, man. Okay. Hold on. I'm going to do one on the spot. I think I got a Pamela Anderson, Liam Neeson joke.
Do it.
Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson are reportedly dating. Liam Neeson might not have as big a dick as Tommy. Fuck, what is his name?
Tommy Lee.
Okay, let me start over. Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson are reportedly dating. Liam Neeson might not have as big a dick as Tommy Lee, but he does have a particular set of skills.
Oh, there we go.
Oh,
there we go. There All we right. go.
Thank you for your pity laugh. Zach, what's your next joke?
All right. If Ghislaine Maxwell gets a pardon, it's reported that she could be named the new transportation secretary with all of her traffic expertise.
God damn it, Zach. All right. Dahlgren, close us out.
All right. A truck in Pennsylvania crashed on an interstate, spilling hot dogs onto the road, thus ruining dinner for thousands of divorced dads on their kids' weekend.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, my God. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us this week. Edward, do you have any shows coming up that you want to promote?
I have Fort's Funniest at the Comedy Fort this Wednesday. That's Fuck round yeah. one. And Thursday, actually. So you guys know Kira McCallan and Cody.
Yes.
Yeah, they opened an art space in Westminster, and they're doing an open mic there. So I'm hosting the open mic Thursday night. That's Fuck it. Yeah. It's called the Node Art Collective.
Cool.
So that's pretty cool.
Sweet.
So, yeah.
Please go check that out. And also convince Kira to do comedy again. We'll get her on the podcast. She's so fucking funny. But yeah, go check out Edward on everything. Also, please like, subscribe, rate, and review us somewhere, anywhere. We need the help, folks. Follow us on Instagram.
How many podcasts are just all jokes?
Yeah, exactly. We were talking about this the other day. Like, besides Comedy Bang Bang, which is more like improv, there's no straight up just one liner podcast out there. Please share this with your friends. Maybe like us on something. Follow us on Facebook or Instagram. But yeah, we love you. We'll see you next week. And
we have no journalistic integrity.
We got to go back to the M. Night one, I think.
Yeah, we got to go. Yeah,
nobody
that one
is safe.
Long.
Fucking nobody Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, nobody is safe.
There we go.
Oh, shit. That's our new one. Nobody is safe and fuck M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. All right. Well, we love you and we'll see you next week.